Welcome back to another episode of Saving Grace. Today, we're doing the tour debrief, and who better to do it with than, first of all, my glam team, Leo and James.
Come on.
And the voice of God, which is Hannah. Woo-hoo! Say hello, Hannah.
Hello.
Hello. So we're going to tell you all the juicy goss about the tour. I've got a list here, and we're going to start off with one of my favourite memories, which is... Oh, actually, no. Should we talk about your first... like thoughts of when I told you guys you were coming on the tour?
Yes.
Okay. What should we say?
Go on.
What was your first reaction?
Well, when you first told me, in my head, I was like, that seems really far away, but I'm so far. I didn't really know what to think.
Because I told you in like October.
Yeah.
And it even though it was quick.
It did.
Yeah, it did. It just all came really quickly, but I was really excited, but I didn't really know what to expect.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I just imagine like Mr. Bean with a suitcase going like venue to venue.
It actually was like that. One thing I will fucking say is we had like two massive suitcases each, and we were getting on trains, and all the people were like, there's nowhere to put your bags.
The exit.
We blocked every fucking
no one could
exit.
Get on or off.
We were like, sorry, we're on tour. I couldn't give a shit.
No, funniest, people were like, oh, how long are you away for? We were like, a day.
Yeah, we're actually here for a day. My favourite memory so far is Knockdown Ginger.
Oh my God, James.
I feel like we need to apologise to everyone in the hotel.
We do need to apologise. No, what hotel was this?
I think this was
Dublin.
Belfast.
It was Belfast.
They all look the same.
We were staying, by the way, in this hotel that looked haunted. It was horror.
And the corridors didn't end.
The corridors never ended. I was like, fucking hell. Like, I've lost weight from that hotel walking back to my room. But so it was a late night, and Hannah, the voice of God, and my Hannah PA were in the same room at this point, right? And I was with Leo and James, and we thought, how funny would it be if we played Knockdown Ginger?
Excuse the pun.
Yeah, Hannah.
We love the gingers.
Is being ginger. She is ginger. She's not being ginger. She actually is ginger. So the first one we did, we thought we'd do a knock and run on the Dream Boys. And it is important to note here that the corridors were something out of, I don't know, what's that thing?
Olympics.
The Olympics. It was giving the 100 meter sprint.
It really was.
So it took us to, me and Leo went up to the Dream Boys door. We were doing some breathing exercises. We were like, right, let's fucking have it. We've got this. We only had about 7 doors to reach to James's room, and then we could hide in there, right?
We done rock, paper, scissors first.
We did rock, paper, scissors on
you
who's going to fucking...
You got the short straw.
Yeah, of course we did. Yeah, we always do. Leo's the middle child. You'll learn this.
I'm just going to say, you get the short straw.
Yeah. Liel's the middle child. So we go to knock... Liel does a light jog. I do it. It's the leg size. She's got short legs. She can't help it. We then do a sprint.
I panic.
Why does James shut the door?
I saw your fringe flap. How fast you run.
I could feel the wind in my ears. Like, that's how fast.
And I thought, nah, shut the door.
So me and Liel see it shut. We run straight past the door. Why is there a dead end?
What happened when I shut it, though?
So we just carried on running.
As soon as you shut it, I went, dick, and carried on walking. I was an absolute dickhead. Carried on walking, it was a dead end, right? And there was just one door to the right of us. So me and Liel flew into this door. And Liel then goes, oh, it's all right. We've been here 30 seconds.
Because I peeked my head out and I was like, because the corridors were so long, I looked around, and in the state of panic, I was like, right, it's clear. We can come out, right?
Yeah. We come out. Why does the Dream Boy come out and go, did you just knock on my door?
Ghost goes, no. And then we just walk.
Bear in mind, there's no one else there, right?
And also, bearing in mind, I had my hair out, so I looked like Rod Stewart. I had a top on that said, I love MILFs. We were not on this floor. No. It was horror. And then we thought, let's do this to Hannah Holland, the infamous ginger herself.
We were debating it for a while. We were like, will she be annoyed at us?
Will
let's
she not?
Just do it.
So we go up to floor 4.
Now it's my turn.
It's your... And then I say, James, you've really fucked us off there. So you're doing the knock.
I had to make it up to you.
Bearing in mind, Hannah's door was at like 290. So it was right at the end of this corridor, right? So James goes all the way down.
I had to psych myself up. I thought, I can do this. I was fat at school, but now I'm skinny, I can run.
I'm glad you were scared because I was feeling very pissed off.
Because we knocked and James's fringe flew. Like, James overtook me and Liel, and me and Liel were like 40 yards in front of him, right? We're all sat there, stood.
We were around the corner. We were around the corner. Our heads.
We hear nothing.
She didn't come out.
Hannah goes, hello.
No, what I actually said was, who the fuck is it? No one answered. So I double locked the door and said, fuck you, I'm not dying tonight.
Message in the group chat. Did someone just knock on my door?
It was a scary hotel. Come on.
No,
it
but
was,
then
yeah.
We admitted it was us, right?
Yeah.
And then we just get a message back, grow up. And then followed by, go to bed.
But, and then you sassed me back and I thought, right, that is it, I'm not in the mood.
But you know what's funny? It was like we got so full of adrenaline, none of us could sleep that night. Like, it was like 3 a.m. and I was like, I was really still laughing at it.
No, Leo said, watch, no, Grace says, watch your sleep tonight.
I was like, watch your back.
Yeah. And I thought, come for me. Come for me.
Come for me. We've got me and James eavesdropping. Oh,
who still is?
As in me.
I said
eavesdropping. So
it was me and James eavesdropping you.
So
I thought it was eavesdropping.
No, it's eavesdropping.
Eavesdropping.
Oh, you're winding me
I
up.
I swear to God.
No, Google that now. Ears, no? Ears.
Wait,
dropping.
Is this Glasgow?
This no. was Manchester.
Ah, so many dates.
So I was in my room, and nothing happened, by the way, but I was in my room with someone. And James was in the room next door to me. I'm going to send this picture to Rosie, by the way.
No.
Because you sick fucks had a glass up to the wall. You explain this. That, you explain
it
this.
So basically, Grace was in her room. Me and I FaceTimed James. I was in bed and I was like, right, get a glass.
She's like, can you hear anything?
We were on FaceTime for half an hour. And I go, what can you hear? What can you hear? He goes, can't really hear anything. I can just hear some talking. I was like, no, listen.
Half an hour. I picked up a glass. Stuck the glass on the wall. Could I hear anything though?
No.
Could I fuck?
Just my snoring. Yeah, that person was in my room, went straight to bed. I said, night.
But in the morning. I walked in.
In the morning, James didn't realise someone was in my room, right? And he goes, fuck's sake, let me just get your extensions. Knocks on the door. I come to the door. James just walks past me and he goes, oh my God, there's feet in the bed. There's feet in the bed. And
did
then runs out.
Yeah. And walked out.
I was like, James.
I thought, keep you there. I'm off.
Keep listening to Stefan.
Keep listening to Stefan.
And this is why I'm a middle child.
Yeah, you weren't there.
I was.
I need a quicker drink. It's firsty work talking about tour. All right. So next up, we've got making James do the dance. One day, so we on the tour, we had three people that would do the blind dates, right? And one of the girls, I met her at meet and greet. She was already blackout drunk and then she backed out, right? So I said, James, you better work. I said, James, put on that wing mascara and you better go.
I had to bring it.
You had to bring it.
Did
so
I bring it?
You brought Come on. It. James came up on stage and I said, one of my questions, I said, how would you make a camping trip more interesting if you were on a date with one of our Magic Michaels? And James said,
the tent's not the only thing getting pegged.
And I said, he's my winner. He got a dance. He licked the dancer's back.
I did. Bring HR.
Ring HR. How did you find it?
The licking or the dance?
The dancing.
Actually really awkward.
It is quite awkward.
And you have to sit there and watch them basically like just do a dance in front of you. Bear in mind the whole crowd are there. Yeah. Nothing more awkward.
Yeah,
I knew how it was going to feel, I wouldn't have done it.
On the last show as well, I got a lap dance and I thought I would physically rather die now. Yeah, it's hell. It's hell.
And I don't know, did you smile? Do you laugh? Where do you look?
Did I
you
do the
person?
That's what I
did. Did you enjoy it though?
No. You know me, when it came to any of the Magic Michaels dancing, I would literally just be covering my mouth.
I think it's the
I'd be
eye
covering
contact.
My eyes. It's the eye contact for me.
Yeah, but James, don't lie, you enjoyed it every second of it.
Yeah, you did.
I might have fallen in love on this tour, guys.
To be fair, it was in Cardiff, the sound was a little bit harder.
Yeah.
So James was saying some really inappropriate stuff and we'd always be like, Because I was in the box at the back.
Couldn't hear it.
Trying to hear it. And then everyone started pointing, because we put Scott and Bambino in our box.
Yeah.
Everyone starts pointing at Scott and he went, I think he just said I'm his hall pass.
And you did.
Me and a bright for you.
When was that?
Never.
But I think you smashed that.
You did.
Well, the other two weren't giving it. And I thought, come on. This is Grace's tour.
This is me.
Let's amp it up a bit.
That was my favourite dance, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
I was watching from the sides with Rosie.
Did I look good?
You look so good.
James, what was your chat-up line again?
What was my chat-up line?
It was a good one. What was it?
Oh, are you a ghost train? Because I'm going to scream and I ride you. And actually don't like rides, so.
Same.
I thought Parker home the bags. That's a go.
We also did a Tour de Anne Summers.
Come on.
We did.
For those that don't know, James was the first male face of Anne Summers.
Woo!
That's all I've said all tour.
No, all tour.
Like, every day.
They'd be like, so what do, James? You'd be like, well, obviously I do Grace's hair, but I also am the first male face.
Take my clothes off.
But what we do is in every city,
we'd go
to the Anne Summers and find James in the store. And one store, was this in Dublin? Glasgow?
Dublin.
We went into this Anne Summers store and they were like, oh my God.
I felt like you.
Are you James Johnson? I thought, let me step aside.
I thought, move out of the way, GK, I'm here.
I did love it though.
It was
they made me
really
sign
sweet.
It, didn't they?
Yeah, made you sign
so
the pic.
Really,
it was really cute. Also, one thing that I want to preface here that was a really big part of the tour, actually, is before we were all virgins to douching. Oh. Yeah.
There we go.
I know where this is going. Hannah.
We were all virgins to douching. James has, you know, some people are addicted to James is addicted to douching. For those that don't know what douching is, it's cleaning out your asshole. Yeah, so it's all nice and
clean.
You make
it sound so pleasant.
Can I just say, before this tour, I was extremely innocent.
Yeah, she was.
And now I'm a different person.
Yeah, well, so James was telling us all about it. And I said, James, I think we should see what all the drama's about.
Can we just say, all I heard from my room, because I was two doors down, was screaming. And I was in the shower and I was like, what the hell?
And all we saw...
I was in the shower too.
Was James... Yeah, you were. Was James taking off the head of the shower, putting it up his arsehole, and then squirting water out like he was the Niagara Falls.
Should have tucked the 10p in.
Yeah, make a wish.
Like a wish fountain.
It was in... So much water came out your ass.
A lot.
I saw a nugget of shit come out.
No, you didn't.
We had to actually sit down after. You carried on. We walked out and just said, give us a bite.
I said, Leo, I can't have dinner tonight.
I know you filmed your reaction.
I did. I filmed my reaction and it was just my mouth open. I shouldn't have had my mouth open in such close proximity, but that is absolutely what happened.
Can we discuss you showing the video to Elliot and Hannah Hennessy and Dave?
Oh, God love Dave. For those who don't know who Dave is, he's our van man. He carries around everything in the van. We love Dave.
I'm thinking about the video where I'm squirting.
No, it was in the we were in the Mexican restaurant.
Yeah.
And you said to everyone, who would like to see a video of James? And at which point, James passed it round and we filmed everyone's reactions.
In it.
Elliot wasn't as shocked as I'd hoped he'd be, but Hannah, bless her. Hannah,
the way you lot just dubbed me in.
Said, who wants to see a douche?
Me. And then here's my asshole.
Didn't you upload the picture of Hannah and Dave's reaction?
Yeah, I will insert that. I'll give this picture to insert to Rosie. It was like Dave cracked up. Hannah lost her soul. Hannah lost her soul that day. But then we all started douching on tour after that. I douched when I had a funny tummy.
Hannah, did you?
Hannah douched.
I have no comment.
Please don't
confirm
involve
or deny.
Me in
did you
Leo
not douche?
No,
douched.
I did not douche.
Yes, you got a smelly bum then. I've got a clean bum.
I've got a pretty bum. I've been
You've
told.
You've got a pretty, pretty bum.
Oh, yours is beautiful. That I can't unsee that, by the way. It lives rent free.
No one can. And that's fine.
I might make it the group picture on WhatsApp.
During the tour, we also had a lot of karaoke bars. One of which, we were in Glasgow. A lot of things happened in Glasgow, which I won't preface. But a lot of things happened, okay? And... our first night getting there, which was a rest day, we thought, let's go to a Chinese. We went to a Chinese, we had a good time. And then we went to a karaoke bar, which had a stench of sick. And that's fine. Elliot, the COO of the Fella Studios, then gets up on stage. He starts singing, I'm Just Ken. And it continues like this for the entire tour.
Every city.
I'm just Ken.
I think you're forgetting a key part of what we witnessed.
Yeah.
Upstairs before we left.
Oh my God, two lesbians fingering each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope they're well. I'm glad they had a good time. It was the only fingering we all got in Glasgow. Huh?
I missed this.
Yeah, do you know what? It was something. We literally turned to our left.
No,
and they
show and tell. I was literally like, Grace, look at this. Grace, look at this.
And I was like, I can't even continue looking at this. It was the point I'd had so much to drink that I still couldn't even process that.
Why
it
did someone get me? I would have loved to watch this.
You'd have joined in. Well, you'd be like, has anyone seen a douching?
I would have shown them how to do it.
No, every hotel was, has anyone got a hose in their room?
Oh, James was obsessed. One day we're in a hotel with no like hose and he was like, guys, I'm going to have to go to the Premier Inn down the road.
I was for the KFC and McDonald's, that's all we ate, the whole tour.
But do you know what? I started checking every hotel went to the bathroom first to be like, does James have a douche?
Yeah. And do you know what as well? At the karaoke bar, everyone got called up apart from Liel. This fucking woman was taking the piss though. She was like, Danielle, James, George. But everyone but Liel, and she was horrible. She kept having a go at Elliot. And I thought, fucking hell.
But also, we were there for hours. We were there for three hours waiting. And then Elliot's name got called up.
No,
so
he got called
down.
Up after, even though he put his name after ours. Me and Rosie went out first and did 9 to 5.
After that rendition of I'm Just Ken, I think it's only right that we talk about today's sponsor, which is, of course, Shopify. Shopify is an e-commerce platform that is revolutionizing businesses worldwide. From big brands to your fave boutiques, Shopify helps businesses worldwide to sell online and in person. No matter what stage you are in your business, Shopify helps you grow like the true girl boss you are. From t-shirts to hoodies, to key rings to mugs, Shopify will help you sell across social media platforms like TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram. And thanks to 24/7 help and their extensive business course library, Shopify is ready to support your business every step of the way. Sign up to your £1 per month trial period at shopify.co.uk/grace. Go to shopify.co.uk/grace to take your business to the next level. Thanks, Shopify, for sponsoring today's episode. You guys also had to do some rescue work in Glasgow. I've got here all looking through our peepholes because we were worried about Grace.
Right, so.
Oh, there was a three-way there.
There was a three-way.
In that way.
Not literally. So I remember we went up, we were all sat at the bar having a really nice time. Me, Hannah and James decided we'd call it a night. So we walked up to our rooms and then Hannah would be messaging me. I'd be messaging James. We'd all just be in like a three-way convo being like, right, let's all just look through our peepholes to check when Grace is coming up. 10 minutes in, I'm literally stood there in my pajamas just watching through a peephole. Can't see a thing. I then get a message from Hannah. She's up. I can hear her.
I came
I'm
through
I'm
the
going, she goes, my room's down here and Liel's next to me.
I'm looking through my peephole on the other side of the hotel, nowhere near you. Just in case. I want to get in on the action.
But I remember messaging you being like, she's up, she's in, I've heard the door close. All's good.
You guys thought I was going to die that night.
Yeah, we were really worried.
Looking after you.
Thank you.
Darling, you were drinking with people and then came off on your own. So we had to make sure you were fine.
I did. And I was okay.
Thank God.
And if it happened, who would go on stage?
It's so true.
I reckon James would have definitely gone on stage.
Yeah. Does anyone know Anne Summers?
Oh, without the face of it.
We've also got... what was on the rider?
Oh, that rider.
So for those who don't know what a rider is, like at every show, you have something that is delivered to the dressing room that you request every time. So on our rider was my vape, which is a lemon and lime. James's vape, which is a...
blueberry, raspberry sours.
We had
Crystal
some...
bar.
Yeah, we had
we
some...
We lost Mary, our kickoff.
God forbid. Oh. But Liel likes a Lost Mary, so we did have to compromise at some point.
Yeah, we did.
I then have some Nature Valley bars. I'm on the breakup diet, so I don't eat Nature Valley.
Who got the Pringles?
That was Elliot. So Elliot wanted the Pringles. Right. No, God forbid.
Asking them to the train boys. Yeah.
And then we also got 5 bottles of Prosecco.
And Freddos.
What I would like to say is Hannah would just steal the Freddos from every show just in case she ever got hungry on the train journey. cheese.
And I did. I just whack them
She'd
out.
She'd just whap out. She'd whack out like 40 Freddos, and I'd be like, "That's where they went."
We did it in the nightclubs too.
Yeah, in the nightclubs. Like,
anyone want a Freddo?
Liel one night, and Liel and James doesn't drink. Liel never really would drink, but one night when we were in Dublin, Liel had one Prosecco. This was before I went out, and then she had another Prosecco. And this is with the two Johnnies. And by the end of the two Johnnies, Liel was absolutely spangled.
I absolutely was.
You were absolutely blackout drunk.
Yeah, I've
never seen anything like it in my life. And you kept going, ha, ha, I'm so drunk. And then you'd come back with another full drink. And I'd be like, what's happening?
No, but do you know what the thing is? I think this was also when we went to the Thirsty Goat.
Yes.
That was the Thirsty Goat,
yeah.
So with me and drinking, I don't really drink.
Yeah.
But when I do, I like to go for it.
Of course.
And I thought, what better time to try a vodka cranberry?
Than now.
So I did. And when I say their single vodkas was our triple vodkas.
Insane.
And I'd be stealing. I stole your drink.
We were at the third. No, this is what Leo was doing, right? We were at the first to go. It went two nights. But the first night we went, it was really tame. And
was it?
Yeah, well, I'd be talking to Elliot, and I'd turn around and Liel would be getting her straw and just injecting herself with the vodka cranberry. I turn around, my drink's gone, and I was like, I just had a full one of that. The security guards on the first night,
oh my god,
stop vaping. We're in a barn, for fuck's sake. What do you think is going to happen? And then Hannah, she didn't even flash. She showed the bottom of her bra.
It was a
friendly little joke, and the guy went, you were disturbing the peace.
No, he literally was like, if you do that again, I'm going to kick you out for disturbing the peace.
I think he fancied you.
I think he hated me and Grace.
But Grace made
fun of me for getting done for speeding. When she got done for speeding, she went, oh my God, I'm so sorry.
When he said about the face, I was like, I'm so sorry.
You did.
Now the table's turned.
No, I panicked. Listen, I was having a great night. I didn't want to get kicked out.
But then the next night, everyone's in there actually smoking.
Yeah. They really changed their tune because I think they realised.
The first queue they've ever had on a Tuesday.
Do you know what? Because
Grace went back because everyone
you were
imagined
Madonna.
She
Yeah, but
would
do you know what's
back.
Funny? They went, yeah, we can't let her in because we've got no security.
So what did I do?
I said, so hang on. Security. We've given you all this business and you're not letting me in. Let me in there. They let me in there. We were with Jamie Lee O'Donnell, Derry Girls. It was chaos. It was like Madonna walked in, and that's probably the best day of my life so far.
I stood over you like I was some sort of security hench guard, and I was like, sorry, darling, she's not doing pictures.
And you know what's worse? Everyone else decided to go home. Why did me, Elliot, Hannah, PA, and someone else, was it Dave? Unsure.
No, sound guy, Chris.
Sound guy, Chris. We all decided to go to this club. We walked in this club and were there for 15 minutes because it closed in 15 minutes. It was one of the most tragic things I've ever done. I wanted to move on to Toggles, a saying that Leo has come up with. Leo, explain Toggles.
So I went on a school trip in year 9 and everyone came up with this phrase called Toggles. So what it is, it's tour goggles.
Yeah.
And I introduced it to Grace and James and Hannah, just so she knows the meaning of it. And it's basically tour goggles. So when you're on tour or when you're with a group of people for a certain amount of time, you can seem to think that someone's attractive, even though on the outside or in reality, you wouldn't even look at them. So every time James or Grace would be like, oh, he's fit. I'd be like, that's definitely toggles.
Did we say that?
We had so many toggles. You fell
James,
in love twice,
fell in love
James.
Twice.
My mouth's gone.
Head over heels.
Then you have a sip of the air up.
You drink the air up.
Oh, what? I can't open mine.
Toggles was a real thing on tour, I have to say.
Toggles was a real thing. But I feel like it's when you're with the same people for like a whole month, anyone starts looking attractive.
Yeah. It's like when you're hungry, you eat anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I would eat.
What would you eat?
James.
I would eat James.
Where's this going?
Do you know what I mean? Like,
at one point, you did fancy James for a hot set.
I did. I always fancy
that
you. When I'm drunk, I fancy James.
When you're drunk, it's the funniest. You love me.
I do.
Like, you love me anyway, which is really cute, but you love me endearly, like entirely, like at a whole new level.
Do you know what as well? I do this look to James. I look at him and go, here, here.
You do.
And James always goes, stop whatever you're doing. And I go, here, here, and carry on.
I love it though. And I should film it.
You do.
It's the best.
It's a weird thing. And also middle child. Do you want to explain your middle child chopped liver syndrome?
Yeah, I am chopped liver. There'd be times where James and Grace, we'd all be just slamming or chilling. And I just really want to be involved. And they'd just be speaking or making jokes. And I'd be like, am I chopped liver? Am I a middle child?
Do you know what was one that was this? James went, Grace, can you put on this song, Leo? You probably won't know it.
Did she know it though?
Yes.
Did you?
I did know it.
What, the rain, when the rain comes?
Absolutely.
Sing it then.
When the rain comes.
Nah, do you know what else as well? For a behind the scenes of what it looks like us getting ready.
Hell.
It's
I know where this
Leo
is going.
Singing every single word of every single song and going, James, could you just stop a minute so I can do liner? James, could you just, can you pin that hair back? James, could you just
say? Hey. I feel like I've aged 10 years waiting for Leo to do eyeliner.
I don't even take that long.
No, but how quick am James? I when Leo's not there? I love you, Leo.
Well, I'm quicker up when you're not there.
Oh my God, don't fight.
We'll fight in the bed.
Not a fight in the bed. Leave her alone. No, but it's so good to see because I'm just sat in the middle like...
We love each other, really.
They do. So, hold on. Let me have a look at... Oh my God. Wait, this is neither Dave. This is the best story ever. So imagine we're at this Mexican in Birmingham, I think it is. We're in Birmingham.
No, I know exactly what you're about to say.
This is the best thing that's ever happened in my entire life. So we're at it. So at the meal, it's
even
me, Hannah PA, Hannah, Dave, Elliot, James, and Rosie, right? And these people, bless them, they were understaffed, but they took about 40 minutes to get us one drink, right? This is how slow it was. We finally get our meal after about 2 hours. Hannah, at this point, is the most hangriest.
She was hangry.
Hannah was on the verge of beating the shit out of everyone at the table, and I enjoyed it. I was like, how? But all of a sudden, Hannah's about to bite in to, what was it that you were eating? A burrito?
I had this like, burrito salad
a taco
thing.
Salad.
So thing. I picked it all up, ready to go.
So she picked it up, ready to eat it. And Dave is talking to Hannah PA.
About me douching.
About James douching. He then moves his arm and Hannah's spicy margarita genuinely perfectly falls and fills up Hannah's bowl of burrito salad to the point where we have sweet corn swimming.
A miso soup.
Miso soup. And Hannah's reaction can only be described as something as a dictator. It was like... Dave! You better fucking go. I've been waiting all fucking day. Dave, you fucking... It was one of the most... And we were all at the table crying with laughter. Like, I have never laughed like that. Dave's panicking. He's sweating. He's got beads of sweat falling off his forehead. Hannah's going, get me another fucking... Hannah had to settle for a hot dog that had been reheated.
100% reheated. It got done in 2 minutes.
Do you want to say your piece on that story?
So I was really upset because I was really hungry and I don't think, what people don't get about tour is we'll be traveling all day. So we probably won't necessarily eat. And if we do, it's crisp.
Yeah.
So we went out for food and we had taken, it taken so bloody long.
Yeah.
So we were a bit drunk. And then Dave, like this glass just falls slow-mo into my food. So I couldn't eat any of it. And, everyone laughing, it just wound me up a bit more. So I was just like, Dave, what the fuck? And he literally, he kept saying sorry all night and he did sort me out another like food, but he also got me 2 cocktails. But for the whole tour, he apologized about that salad saying he felt bad. Really bad.
No, but it was like, I've never seen Hannah's anger.
I was so angry.
You were so angry. You were like, what the fuck? And I was like, hey, 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 hey.
Did
so
I sound glad. Like that?
Yeah. Yeah, you did. It was one of the most incredible. And then we went back to the bar and drank so much.
I couldn't see when I went
back. I remember we were in separate beds and I remember we laid there and the next morning we were like, did you feel sick last night? And we both felt like we were going to vomit. We drank that much. It was spicy margaritas.
I had to have a cold shower.
My arsehole was on fire.
Do you remember next morning?
That's when I douched.
11 a.m. Hannah's ordered oysters.
Yeah. We went for lunch the next day. Hannah went, I'll have some oysters and nachos. I said, I can't even look at you right now. I can't even look in your face.
I went to the gym though.
You I went just to want gym. A sausage batty.
Yeah. Well, not the batty. Oh my God. Now, James goes, Mr. Sir, could you do me a cheese toasty, honey? One thing about James, right, is one thing about James is
no, him.
Oh yeah.
No, whenever James speaks to people, it's incredible. He goes, "You're right, honey." It can be the straightest match. "All right, honey," and they're like, "Hello." So he goes, "Can you do me a cheese toastie, honey?" He goes, "What's that?" You go, "Bit of bread, cheese, toasted." He goes,
"Cathedral City."
He went, "Cathedral City, if preferred." And the guy goes, "I'll have to ask the chef." He comes back and he goes, "Just to confirm, you want cheese in a bit of bread?" And James goes, "Yeah, honey, a cheese toasty." Toasted. He goes, "I don't know if we can do that." James goes,
"Who's not got cheese in the fridge?"
And he said, What's this establishment here?
"Come round mine, I'll give you what you want."
"I'll give you anything you want."
Cathedral City.
And then he comes back and he says, "We can do a cheese toasty." James goes, "Yeah, I fucking thought so." Fucking thought so.
It weren't Cathedral City.
It weren't Cathedral. Oh, God forbid. Was it Parmesan?
I didn't say anything. I felt bad.
No, of course.
And
as
I
you should.
And I was staring at the oysters and I thought, I'll just get on with it.
I'll just get
on. I won't lie. They were a bit warm and I did think this is where I meet my death. But I was fine about it. I carried on.
Speaking of room service, I don't need any of that now. Thanks to today's sponsor, which is, of course, HelloFresh. HelloFresh is wholesome eating made easy. There is no commitments and it rolls weekly and it comes straight to your door. We're not messing about with going to supermarkets, trying to find all the ingredients. It comes straight to your door, all the ingredients included. And it also comes with easy and simple recipes to follow. And it doesn't matter how many people you've got in your house, whether you're like me and you're only feeding one or whether you're feeding a family of four, HelloFresh is here to sort you out. And there is less waste because it comes with all the ingredients to just feed you. If you want to skip a week like me when I was on tour, there is no commitments. You can skip as many weeks as you want and then get straight back on track with HelloFresh. HelloFresh has more taste and less waste. They have over 44 fresh recipes a week. So whether you're a picky eater, there is going to be something out there for you and your family. My personal favorite is the pork meatballs in creamy chive sauce. Never in my life would I be able to think that I'd be able to cook something like this. With HelloFresh, it's made so easy and the instructions are so easy to follow. Go to hellofresh.co.uk/newgrace to get 60% off of your first order and 25% off your next 2 months. That is hellofresh.co.uk/newgrace. Do you know what else as well? I had a good mental health team around me. I was having panic attacks upon panic attacks. What did you guys do while I was having? And it was always, I'd have a panic attack once Leo had done my eyes, but not my base. So she'd be going, "Can you just cry before I do your base?"
Yeah. Every time I could sense it brewing.
It was always brewing.
I was like, if you're going to cry.
Always.
It was. But I could tell, you know, when you just know someone's about to cry. So I was like, right, Grace, if you're going to cry, please do it now.
Yeah.
Just let it out. And just like, no, I'm fine. I'm like, no,
just cry.
So she'd start crying, but this cry would then turn into a full blown panic attack.
Panting.
So there I am. I'd be like, "James, get me a cold water. I'd be putting it on the back of her neck, on her wrist. I think one night I even went to her, right, name me five things you can see. Four things
that
you can...
That was a bad night. I remember, like, I can't go out. And Leo was like, five things you can smell. And I was like...
Bear in mind, this was like an hour before your meet and greet.
Yeah.
So I'd be like...
At the start, we were really concerned.
Yeah,
by
we
the end
were.
Of the tour, pull your socks up and get a grip.
Yeah.
Was by the end of it. By the end of it, I was like, just cry
just
and get it over
get on
and done with
it. I cried so much on that tour. It was ridiculous.
I used to stop doing your hair, and at the end, last show, I thought, oh, carry
you just
on.
Carry on. You'd be like, babe, just let me know if I'm pulling.
What made me laugh is every time you were crying, I'd be like, getting you water, this, that. James would just go and sit down and just watch and just look at you like,
is she all right? Have a break.
Get me a cheese toastie.
Also, the night of my Glaswegian dramas, James did me a ponytail. James said to me, "With this ponytail, you must take it out within 2 hours. It's very tight."
And what did you do?
I slept in it.
Why?
I couldn't be asked to take it out.
She loved it that much. That I wanted to wake up with a ponytail.
With a pony. I wanted to be Ariana Grande.
And what happens when you sleep in a pony?
I then came downstairs to breakfast and I'd managed to pull it all out. And I see James brushing my hair and I feel a stop.
And what did I say?
And I knew. He goes, "Did you sleep in that ponytail?" I said, "No."
She goes, "No."
He said, "Why's your scalp bleeding, Grace?" I've got a bald spot. I am bald. I must go to Turkey now.
In all fairness, James had a panic attack the next day in Manchester. He literally was sat watching Love Island going, just so scared about Grace's hair.
I knew it was coming.
But I remember you guys telling me, because I didn't, obviously I was there when he first said it. And then that evening,
yeah,
I was like, right, let me have a look. And I'll see, I'm sure it's not that bad. James then shows me.
And right, even I knew it was bad because Leo went, ooh.
I just went silent. And Grace goes, is it bad? Is it bad? I was like, no, it's really not that bad. Do you want me to take a photo of it? Took a picture of it, showed her. I think we all just sat there.
And we just all digested the bald spot there.
We mourned that
And
spot.
I still have a scab at the back of my head that I'm waiting to fall off.
I thought my career was okay. Over.
But it was your fault.
It was my fault completely. And I'll do it again. I've done it every time. Every
was
night on tour.
It?
No. It wasn't fucking worth it, clearly, was it? We all know the deep down truth.
No, it wasn't worth it.
Oh, another moment I cried was on the train from Bristol.
Oh
no,
God.
Where was it from?
It was
Wales to Bristol.
Cardiff
to Bristol.
Oh, you didn't tell me that.
Oh no, Hannah.
Oh.
It was really dramatic.
It was really. It, no,
sorry,
I did
can
feel
we now
for you.
Appreciate what I deal with?
Nah. I just want to say this was one of the worst hangovers. Like,
self-inflicted hangover.
Yeah, we got back. This was from when we were in Cardiff, right? So we got back home late, right? And Hannah barges into my room at 10 a.m. I'm like a corpse, right? I thought I had an extra hour to sleep. Hannah barges in. So I'm awake now.
Because you left your door open.
Yeah, just quickly. You left your door on the latch. So when I ran in to like try and knock and it just fell, I fell into the door. And you're just lying there. You've got half an eyelash on. I've never seen you look so disheveled. You went, what do you want? And I went, I'm going home now because I couldn't do that tour date. And you were like, yeah, all right. And I gave you a kiss and you smelt just like pure booze.
Yeah, yeah. I was hungover. And I remember I had to walk downstairs with no shoes because Rosie had my shoes. So I was in this lobby with everyone checking out.
I had to come get you.
In bare feet. James had to come get me because I was like, James, this is tragic for me. People just staring at me like, what the fuck? So we did all that. We get on this train and it's only an hour, right? But this hour feels like 4 days. And James is going to me, you've only got 2 minutes left, babe. 2 minutes left. It comes on the tannoy. We have 3 stops left. Yeah.
But they were 3 long stops.
I wasn't driving the train. I don't know why this is my fault.
James, shut your fucking mouth. You knew the timing, so you lied to me.
Bring Eastern Mail. Don't bring it.
I then start what can only be described as hysterically crying. I'm laughing. I'm crying. The dream boys are looking at me like I've absolutely completely lost my head.
You had.
I had.
Help though. One of the dream boys had a tuna sandwich.
Oh!
Do you remember?
I don't think
James
was
went,
tuna.
I love you, honey, but tuna 10 a.m. Fuck off.
He went, it's not tuna, it's chicken. I'm vegan. And I thought, that's meat. Silly dick.
But do you remember when we got off the train?
Oh my
I jumped
God.
In the cab with Grace straight away. I was like, right, let's just get her back to the hotel. We got to the hotel. They're like, the rooms aren't ready. And I was like, oh
no,
God.
No.
You were pacing
no, no.
up and
you've
down.
Missed a bit here. You've missed a bit. Leo goes, can we all be on the same floor? And the woman's going, let me just check. And I'm not usually rude, right? But I cut in front of everyone. I said, madam, I don't give a fuck what floor you put me on. You need to put me in a room and you need to put me in this room right now. Like, I'm going to vomit. She puts me in the room and I throw up as soon as I get in the room. I threw up and it was one of the worst days of my life. I was like,
but can I just say, you went from being in that state and then 10 minutes later, I come into your room to make sure you're all right. You're like, do you want to get something to eat? You're all right. I was like, right, this is a big 360. You needed to throw up.
Yeah, then. I was like, yeah. And then James would always rub my head. James was whored out on this trip.
I was.
With head rubs, blow dries.
I wonder what you were going to say then.
Should we talk about the plane journeys? This is an advertisement from BetterHelp. Today's sponsor of the podcast is, of course, BetterHelp. I've recently been on tour and I found it quite stressful, quite hard. I haven't had any downtime to myself, which is why BetterHelp is coming in handy. Sometimes having an outsider to speak to is amazing, and it sometimes can't be your best friend who knows everything about you. You want another opinion. It's simple and easy. All you've got to do is fill out a form and get matched to a licensed therapist who you can also change at any given time with no extra added fee. It's convenient and affordable. No matter how busy your schedule is, you can always fit in BetterHelp. It's also professional, and all therapists are licensed, so they know what they're talking about and can help you with all of your needs. Thousands of people have benefited from BetterHelp, and it is so effective. With over 1,000 therapists in the UK, BetterHelp can provide access to mental health professionals with a wide variety of expertise in the mental health field. Saving Grace listeners can get 10% off of their first month going to betterhelp.com/Saving Grace. That's betterhelp.com/Saving Grace for 10% off of your first month. Thank you, BetterHelp, for sponsoring today's episode.
So this is a good time to say James again did fall in love.
Yeah, twice on this tour.
Can I really comment on the plane journeys? Because you were next to me at one point.
Oh, so the worst one was going to Cardiff.
Just to preface, whenever you say to James about flying or not being able to breathe, he goes, I've got to get up. Oh, I can't breathe.
Fuck it, a bit claustrophobic.
No, James is, I'm used to Grace, flying with Grace, and Grace is the most dramatic person I've ever flown with. The point that she has actually cut my hands before, laughed and cried at the same time.
Yeah.
We've had some journeys, and James suddenly, out of nowhere, has this fear of flying. And only thing that could cure him on the way there was to sit next to a dream boy. Me and Liel were not good enough. Fine. On the way back, James was forced to sit next to us. And I was like, right, I need to have the aisle seat because I get stressed. What a mistake, because we were next to the toilets and I literally had men's crotches in my face.
Yes,
oh
yeah.
My God, that
drunk
flight.
Irish men, and yeah, it was hell.
And also, one thing they don't tell you about Cardiff Airport is it's like fucking Luton.
It's worse.
No, it's like Benidorm. It hello? Was horrific.
It was horrible. And it was on a day where the rugby was on, so it was just pure testosterone. I said, James, run.
That's the same as our hotel. We got there and this horror guy tried to push in front. I went, sorry, we're still checking. And he went, are you with us? I was like, am I fuck with you?
Am I with you? No. But you loved those plane journeys after
did.
That, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah.
I had a nice little
the first
cuddle.
One he did.
Nice little sleep. I couldn't sleep on the second one because it was just pure penis.
Well, the
every
second
time
one I swapped,
up.
Didn't I? It I swapped to sit next to you so James can move.
That was it.
No,
that was
so
it.
That someone can move.
It was like a game plan.
Yeah, it was.
Wait, did that person sit next to us?
Yeah.
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 I don't remember them.
Yeah, because, yeah.
And something they don't tell you is when you're landing in Cardiff, you go over the sea. And I had this horrible thought that, oh my God, we're on a seaplane. We're landing in the sea. I turned to Rosie. Rosie's watching a series. I said, we're on a seaplane. She couldn't hear me. She goes, and just goes back to her series. I say, Rosie.
But also,
well, that's, I'm glad that was your view. My view is literally just men's cocks. Crotches.
It was really tight, that.
We also went live with Elphaba.
We did. God
where
bless
was
her.
That? Newcastle.
It was Newcastle.
That was.
Oh, we had the bar.
Yeah.
We had the bar, and then she was live, and I thought, no, actually, it was one of yous. I want to say Liel.
She thought you looked like someone, didn't she?
Liel said, she request did. To go live with her, and I thought, all right.
Because I just thought, James,
me,
you're so obsessed. Just do it.
No,
you are obsessed.
Liel won't do it herself. She stirs the pot.
Yeah, well, I'm not her it. Friend. So James
sent,
is her friend.
I sent that request. And she accepted, and I shit myself.
And you were going, honey, we're in a bar.
Can't hear ya.
Can't hear ya.
But I love ya. See you later. And all I could see was her doing the heart thing and waving.
Aww.
It was really
you
sweet.
On. You were so drunk, you were like, get me on.
Yeah, yeah, I was like, let me in now. Elphaba.
Fun times.
Yeah, we did
we
do that.
Had fun times.
And then that night, me and Hannah went to a casino with Elliot and Dave and lost...
We lost 200 each.
Yeah.
And then, well, at one point, we actually broke even. And at that point, you were like, let's just keep going because fuck it, let's just lose it, which we did.
Yeah, we were the drunkest people in that casino as well.
And people came up to you and they were like, are you GK Barry? You were like, nah.
I don't know who that is, but.
And someone spoke about Lewis from The Fellas.
Oh, yeah, they were like, I fucking hate Lewis. He lets Northerners down. And I was like, I love Lewis. Poor fucker. If you watch Pitch Side, you get it.
Is it weird getting stopped?
No.
It's not weird?
No.
It is when it's like 4 a.m. in a casino, it's weird.
It's sometimes the locations and I'm like, how do you know who I am?
What's the weirdest one you've had?
Oh. Maybe actually when we were flying airport security, I was getting tapped down. This woman literally had her hand in my pussy. And she went, "Is this a bad time to tell you I like your podcast?" And I thought, yeah.
No, we've had had armed police stop you before.
Yep. Yeah.
Did that. Yeah. The worst armed ones police. Are when you're eating. You're like a mouthful of food.
And they're like, you do care. I'm like, more, more.
You're like this. Like,
yeah. Yeah. But the one where she was literally feeling up my pussy, that I feel like that funny. Was a pretty deep one. Yeah. I thought,
also, what did you say?
I said, yeah, I am.
We've not discussed our taxi ride when we landed in Belfast.
Yeah. Nah.
Oh, so, it really set the scene, didn't it?
Who was in this taxi?
It was
me?
Just us two.
Was it just us two?
It was literally just two of us.
After Elliot, he went, fuck these, let's go.
Yeah. So we land in Belfast, first time ever in Belfast, and we have this taxi driver. He seems lovely, and he goes, girls, you know, there's something you might not know about Belfast. And we go,
oh, this is the chicken.
All right. He goes, there was a really big thing here a couple of months ago, and, you know, the chickens, they burnt their feet. And it was a massive thing because the chickens, the vet bills were growing up because chickens had burnt feet because the hay was too hot. And here we go. And the government had to pay 500 million. No, I don't think you heard me, girls. 500 million. And me and Leah were in the back of this taxi like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I was looking at you like, where have you bought me?
Also, that accent has gone strong. It's good.
It's really good.
Yeah, I've been practicing.
You did tell that story on tour and no one knew the fuck you're talking about.
We were talking to people in Belfast. We were like, oh my God, the chickens and their burnt feet. And they were like, what are you talking about?
How are they getting burnt feet though?
Because the garden are paying.
Yeah, but it's not hot in Ireland.
No,
but they're burning the hay.
Yeah,
the hay. And the chickens are running off.
Well, you sure you're not on about
KFC? The chicken just waddled over there.
To the fire. They've had enough as well. They thought, fuck this.
I'm out. The Belfast show was crazy, though. There was like crazy shit being said considering we were in Northern Ireland.
Yeah. There was a lot of things that...
they were like, once I had an abortion in Magaluf.
And everyone cheered.
Yeah, and everyone was like, whoa!
Imagine I was sat in the side going like, fuck, how are you going to reply?
I think I replied all right.
No, you did really well. It's just different laws, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. And they were talking about comedians. What was it?
Oh my God, this taxi driver was going, this comedian, his name was Jamie McRae. I was like, Tate McRae. It really sounded like he said Tate McRae.
Like, Tate McRae's been and Belfast.
Grace was looking at me like, surely you didn't just say Tate McRae, but the accent's really strong.
Yeah.
Do you know what it is? What was the comedian's name? Jamie O'Hane?
Jamie Hane something.
I think I was with Rosie. We didn't even speak to anyone.
Fair enough. No,
I just looked at these two for like interpretation.
When I say me and Rosie had Rosie had a whole talk with someone at the front. And literally, I put my headphones in. I thought, I can't be arsed to listen to any of them. And she's literally at the end, she went, oh, it was just so lovely to meet you. I was like,
oh, Rosie.
She's so sweet. But I literally put my, like, the silent mode on. I was like, I'm blanking it all out.
So we've either got, first of all, Leo, we all had names for each other on the tour. Leo was a capybara.
Capybara. Hey. I take it. Because I was a lamb and now I'm a capybara.
Tat got pissed off because I'm her lamb. So when I started calling Liel my little lamb, she was fuming. So I had to move it to capybara. And I think you're so spot on. Could you insert a photo of a capybara, Rosie?
Hannah Hennessy became the lamb though.
Yeah, she was the lamb.
What was I? Was I a rat?
Okay. So this thing during tour we had and it was an ongoing thing. You were either, and Hannah was very offended by this.
Kai Brookett taught me this.
So you're either in life a rat or a frog, your face.
Look at Hannah's face.
Me and James
are
rats.
It's just ridiculous.
Me and James are rats.
We're rats.
Liel's a frog. Hannah's a frog. Rosie's a frog.
I get it though. It's not about who you are, what you are. It's just about like face shapes, what you
features,
how you come across.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I wouldn't say my personality traits are
frog. No, but you are a frog.
You must accept you're a frog.
Can I just say though, it's not that. It's the fact that you gave me no context. You just kept going, Hannah, you are a frog. You are a frog. Take it, you're a frog. So for me, I'm literally sitting there thinking ribbit. Like,
I think...
Elliot is a frog.
Elliot's a frog, but I think he's a frag.
Frag, he's a frag.
A frag, a rat and a frog.
A frat.
He's a frat. Should we talk about our morning routine?
Yeah.
So we would all get coffees. Sometimes we'd ring room service. Why is room service so hard?
It's so hard in hotels.
I'll be James as well. Right, should we role play quickly? I'm on the other end of the line. Okay. This is how you order room service. Look at me, don't okay, look at me. Just ring the phone. I'll pick up.
Hello.
Hello, Continental.
Hello, Continental. Can I
That's not how you did that.
I did for Daniel.
You go, hello, honey. Do it properly. Okay, let me go.
Sorry. Hello.
Hello, Continental.
Sorry, honey. Hi, morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm all right, thanks. Are you all right?
I'm good, honey. Can I get two coffees, please?
Just black coffee.
Whatever you got, but a cappuccino if you got it, please, babe.
Ask for an ice one.
Can I have an ice one? Vanilla oat.
Oh, you want an iced coffee?
Yeah, ice cold.
Oh, I'm not. I don't know. I'm gonna have to check. I'm gonna have to check with the chef.
Have you got any syrups?
Oh, no syrups, sir. Sorry, no, no.
Have you even got coffee beans in?
No, none of that. Sorry. Why do we meet in the middle of green tea?
Fine.
Yeah.
Minus the water. Thank you.
Yes, yeah. Is that everything I can help you with today?
Thanks, honey. It's all good.
Amazing. Thank you. No fucker does iced lattes anywhere.
No, they don't. But you've just reminded me, room service wise, that hotel we stayed in. So we're all chilling and I think it was James's room, mm-hmm. and the phone goes. So I pick up the phone. Before this, we ordered pizza room service and this lovely girl came in, dropped it off. Me and James then get a message going, I've just delivered your pizza and I was really starstruck. I'm so sorry. So we were like, right, okay, let's move on. We then get a phone call and I pick it up and I'm like, hello. And this girl who obviously works at the hotel goes, hey, is Grace doing her podcast here? And I was like, Grace, are you doing your podcast here? Like, what do I say?
I was like, yes.
So I was like, yes. She goes, she didn't even say anything. It just went silent. So anyway, I hung up the phone and I got Hannah PA to call back to ask why they were asking. So she rings back. She's like, did you just call up to ask if Grace is doing a show? And the girl's just like, yeah, I did. I was curious. And that was that.
And that was that.
It was really strange.
Not even a free pizza.
Yeah.
Not even a free one.
No.
I had a bird shit on me in Belfast.
Belfast was eventful.
Belfast was eventful.
Belfast, I don't think I've ever been so drunk in my life.
Rosie was loving it.
Rosie had a great time.
Rosie made so many friends.
Rosie is the friendliest person.
And she turned into someone new, dancing around that club. Bar, whatever it was.
Not the bun.
Bun.
The sweaty goat.
Sweaty, no, was it?
The ugly onion.
Chopped onion.
We didn't go into an onion.
The onion sweaty. Was next
thirsty
door.
Goat. The thirsty goat.
Who decided to call these bars these names? Just call it a pub. Three letters. It ain't that hard.
Yeah, but they had live singers and we were doing
it
like
was
the
good.
It was really fun.
Yeah.
It was.
Do you remember the looks we got in that pub?
Oh my God. We took James to this old man pub. Bearing in mind, James is in heel boots, full face of makeup. And it was like these people had never, ever seen a gay man before.
They were like tapping each other and
going,
looking around.
Oh my God, look
at
that.
Can we just appreciate the shoes he was wearing? Are you wearing them now?
No.
He was wearing knee-high, high heels, stilettos. Like thigh-high, boots with big heels in his tiny corset, his little leggings, the leather bits on there.
Yeah.
Full face of makeup. They definitely hadn't ever seen a James before.
Never.
Gulping,
I mean,
nudging.
He looked great.
I felt like Diana.
I think as well, people couldn't really like explain how beautiful you were. So you looked beautiful.
Yeah.
Diana.
No, you did look beautiful. Yeah, you did.
They probably thought, what the fuck's that?
We also got matching tattoos.
We did.
Got matching tattoos.
And this is another.
You were offered, to get the tattoo.
I even offered to pay it
Hold
for
on.
You.
I wasn't even at that show. I'm always chopped liver.
Would you have got this on you? Because it is borderline tramp stamp.
I don't know if that one exactly. I said I would have had SG.
I love them.
I said SG.
I think SG sounds like a man's initials,
sounds
though.
Sounds like an STD.
Stephen Gordon. Yeah.
She's called SG. What you got?
But I did love coming with you guys to get it.
Oh my God.
I felt
God.
That was good moral
and
support.
And Rosie wasn't even getting the tattoo and she went, guys, I think I'm going to pass out. Rosie had to sit down while getting it. Also, the person that was doing it did not get our humour as well, bless them. Oh, on the train from Scotland, we looked out the window, was normal 1 minute, and then we were on the edge of a cliff.
We literally sat there. We were watching Love Island.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, one minute we're just like in these green fields. The other minute, I look out, I tap Grace. I'm like, Grace, we're about to fall off.
Yeah.
We're at the edge. We were just at the edge of the
cliff. Never say Grace.
Yeah, I was like, huh?
Get the calms out, quick.
Do you know what my other favourite memory on a train is I just get tapped and I turn round and James is topless getting fake tanned.
That's what it's crack.
Yeah, to his crack on a train. And there's this guy, it was on a four-seater, and this guy was in front of him, just not even looking at James.
I was so oblivious. Because James just walked over to me on this train, just hands me the mitt and takes his top off. And I'm like, oh, so you want me to fake tan you? And he goes, yeah. I was like, here. He was like, yeah. The look. No one even cared. First class
as well. We were just all like.
I think as well, people forget we were away for 3 weeks, so we'd packed for that long.
Yeah.
Can I remember my suitcase being crowbarred because it could not open?
Yes, that was in Glasgow as well, wasn't it?
Glasgow was a horror.
Yeah, it was.
I had to get two new cases.
Yeah. Yes. That maintenance guy had done that rounds. He come to me, my leak.
he came to me, yeah.
And he ended up with you.
Yeah, literally crowbarring. Poor guy. I thought, that's it.
But I remember that night.
James offered me his clothes.
I remember that night when your case broke and we were all going out for dinner, and then the cab was outside and me, James and Grace knocked on your door and you're all dressed, but because your case had just broken, everything was all over the place. I've never seen you in such panic.
Fluster.
You were like, I'll be down in 5. I just need to pack. And in my head, I'm like, what are you packing? Yeah.
No, my bag. But then I come downstairs and your car's moving off. And I thought, no way have these bitches just left.
No, we were waiting for 50 minutes in the lane.
That is dramatic.
No. Was it?
It was 15
it
minutes.
It was 15 minutes. It was not. Hannah's 5 minutes is 4 years. Yeah. It's like dog years.
Do you want me to
go? Your timing is dog years.
No, I was like, I came into that cab and I was like, did you just try and leave? And I get so stroppy with things like that I really had to compose myself for the Chinese. And then I got in and I thought, I'm going to have a chicken chow mein, I'm fine.
Oh, the satay sauce.
Oh, the satay sauce.
Do you know what people don't know on this tour as well? This is, you are infamous for this.
In every tour.
Hannah. Right, guys. Don't worry, I've got this. Let me order. Hannah will order for the table.
50 mains.
And then eat 2 bits.
So
two
true.
Two mouthfuls so of the 8 things she's ordered for the table.
And then question why you're not eating it.
No, Grace told me she wasn't eating because she had this tiny little side salad before she came out. But I do like to order for people, and I also do like a Chinese, and that is...
It's a caring nature. I like it.
I love prawn toast.
I like to over-order for people. I feel like people should be fed.
And then make them pay.
Hold on. Have I ever made anyone pay? No. Take that out, Rosie.
Keep it in, Rosie.
Right, I'm going on to the next one. My mum meeting the Dream Boys.
Oh my God.
I've got a video.
Should we go through this Cambridge show? Because I feel like we've got a lot to say about the Cambridge show.
That was so majestic.
Thank you. So, Cambridge show. My mum and my hairdressers and everyone's there.
Your hometown.
My hometown.
Your friends.
My friends, they're all there. And we do the show. And I've got Gemma Collins on. She was great. And then I had my blind daters. My blind daters were nothing short of blackout drunk. One of the girls couldn't physically speak.
Didn't she start on you?
That was the second one. The second one then went. So before all the blind daters, they say, okay, what's your secret talent? We'll get it all lined up. This girl was meant to teach me something in like German or Spanish or something, right? And she went, hit the music! And I went, what are you talking about? There's no music. Hit the music! I went, okay, the issue is here is that you haven't told us you need music. She then takes down her mic and goes, what? What did you say? I was like, Rosie, play a song. Play any song. She played a song. I don't know what she did. I think she just twerked.
And then
I voted her off because I was like, I am scared for my life. I get back to the dressing room. I'm crying at this point because I'm like, I've disappointed my family. It wasn't a good enough show. I then look to my right and my mum is being lifted up and carried by the Dream Boys on her back. Like my mum is backwards like this with the Dream Boys carrying her. It was the
most... giggling.
My dad is just like, let her get on with it. It's the most chaotic thing. What was the most chaotic show for both of you?
I would say maybe Birmingham, because we glammed, as in like the actual show or like the whole. So I would say pre-show, as in glam-wise.
Birmingham.
I found Birmingham really chaotic because we glammed in the hotel.
My fault.
Yeah, it was your fault. And then we went off to the venue, but then everything was just everywhere and timings were really tight.
Yeah.
So I think that, and then obviously blind date-wise at Cambridge.
Must be Cambridge.
Me and James were sat in the crowd when the blind daters came on, and I think we were it was 5 minutes in and we were like, actually can't watch.
No. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Come to me, Rosie, darling.
Can we say about how she then blocked the account?
Go on.
So I went into the audience doing the dilemmas and this girl decided to reach out and snatch the mic off of me and just go, everyone say slay. And I literally didn't know what to do and I just snatched it back and just tried to walk off like pretending that nothing happened. And then, yeah, the girl blocked us afterwards. So, yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, the girl that started on me blocked us as well.
Well, she wouldnldn't leave because she had apparently left her coat on stage.
I forgot about that. I was like, off the stage. She was like, no. And I was like, please get off the stage, please.
No, and she was stood. And I had to literally get to the point where I had to get, like, security to come down because she wouldn't let me go in. She was, like, holding my arm. Hannah was, like, looking at me. I was like, babe, we don't have your coat. Like, she was like, and I got a small jumper. I was like, I can find you another jumper. Like, it's fine.
Oh, my God.
It was pure chaos. What was the next one? Oh, we got, James, and you got trolled in my pancake video.
We did get trolled.
I got trolled an island boy, and I didn't know what this was. But the funny thing is, they're trying to mug me off. I searched an island boy, and I thought, you're quite fit.
What else did you get called? John Travolta?
That's teeth, a good one.
Turkey teeth. These aren't from Turkey. John Travolta. I think my list for me, I mean, you're not wrong, not even offensive. Like, just the list was endless.
You got called Anastasia Kings North.
And I'll take it as a compliment.
As you should. Yeah, we got called all sorts on this fucking tour.
Oh, can't wait for what's next.
Yeah, the last time I played him, someone came up to me and went, are you the manager who got down for speeding? I was like, yes.
Can I just say also, speaking of that, your fans are so loyal. They know your whole team.
Yeah, our whole team.
They literally know everyone.
Aww.
And it's
really
sweet.
We were getting stopped for photos when we left after you.
Yeah. And so like, cute. It was so funny because we'd always leave before you. Yeah. So we'd go out of stage door to sort of check how many people were there and if it was all right.
Yeah.
And we'd come out and all we'd hear is, oh my God, that's her glam team.
Oh.
And me and James were like, we are.
Love Joe. Joe was like a skewy.
Yeah.
Love him.
Out of the way.
Can we appreciate what your mum did at London Palladium? Where she walked into the crowd and waved and stood around and everyone cheered her. It was so lovely.
Laura.
Now, Tat keeps telling me about that. Apparently, she was going, what?
No. She stood and walked in like a circle around and waved at everyone. And everyone was going, way!
That crowd were amazing.
Last Palladium Day was amazing. And I remember I stepped out of the stage door to go to, we went to the cocktail club for afters. And literally, there was like, 40 people there and I had to run to the cocktail club and they were all just running after
me.
There's
a TikTok about this.
No, I know!
And you've commented on it.
Bow wow. This no. is me running.
And did I made you cover your head with my jacket.
Yeah. Do you remember someone shouted at me? They went, what, you can't even get a fucking cab. We know it's you. And I was
can
like,
can I say, it was
dick.
Literally across the road.
It was. Yeah, it was really why nice. Am I getting a cab?
But no, I literally was in the changing room. And or I was talking to your mum. No, I was talking to your dad, maybe. And all I heard was screaming. And I've never legged it so hard. And I literally see me in the crowd. I was like, guys,
everyone out. We also have meet and greets.
Your meet and greets were.
I got given
so
some
cute.
Good gifts.
You did. And someone wanted you to sign their boob.
Mmm.
That was
great. Sex pistol.
Great.
Are they going to get that tattooed?
I hope so.
I would.
And her boyfriend was stood right there, so I don't mind taking the girl.
The way they bring their boyfriends kill me.
The boyfriends as well, I can tell they don't want to be there. It makes me crack up. They're like, yeah, I got the tickets. Yeah.
It's the way the queue gets longer. And I can see your face. I mean, we love your fans and you love them, but when you've got to get ready, you're like, oh, God.
That's got to be cut.
Yeah. I literally was about to say, Rosie, cut that.
Best present, so it has to be the flag with my face on it.
Oh yeah, you got some
what
really
about
cute
the top of you in your school uniform.
iconic. I love, what was it, like Rich Men and Vodka Cranberries. Mm. Someone really, oh, this girl made me, I think this was in Nottingham.
I think it might have been, is it the bag with the top and the...
Yeah,
the,
no, that was Cambridge. Cambridge. Yeah, was Cambridge. She made me literally my own Saving Grace tour t-shirt, all glittery. It was really cute. I've still got that. And vapes.
You got given a lot of vapes.
I was given a lot of
chocolate
vapes.
Chocolate buttons.
Chocky buttons. That cracked me up. I was like, lol. And a lot of crazy stories in my dilemmas were had. A lot of crazy stories.
Some of them were really wild.
Makes me feel very normal.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what my brother said. He was like, they had to be made up. And I was like, no, this is English women.
And boys.
And boys. Yeah,
but
yeah.
But we wouldn't change them for anything.
And I did a video to that girl's ex-boyfriend who cheated on her in the last show.
I hope she sent that.
Said you've got a tiny cock, mate.
The crowd went wild. The
crowd went feral.
Who thought we'd all
Katie Price
cocks?
Singing was pretty iconic.
It was amazing. Iconic. Katie Price was iconic. And we got to see her boobs too, which is amazing for me.
They were great.
They were amazing.
She sent a video to my mum.
It's bigger than my head.
Have you never seen it?
What, seen of her tits?
No, she sent a video to my mum.
What did your mum say?
My mum was like, oh my God, love you, babe.
So who's your favourite guest?
I loved every single one of my guests. They were all amazing. But I'd say my top two were Katie Price and the two Johnnies.
Who would yours
go from?
I would say, I mean, again, I think every single guest you had, I mean, you really pulled out of the bag.
Yeah.
They all brought something to that stage. Couldn't choose one.
Mm.
Maybe Katie Price.
Yeah.
Gemma Collins was amazing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And Chloe Ferry.
Chloe was iconic.
Yeah.
It's Chloe, the accent for me.
And she did the cat.
You could cuss me in that accent and I'd giggle.
You thought you wore, you wore, you wore.
I love it.
I'm not too biased, but I did enjoy Anna and Mandy's one.
Oh, like, Anna and Mandy's
that was
so
really
good.
Funny.
They were all good.
They were amazing, yeah. Considering one of the mics didn't work.
Oh my God, Anna and Mandy's was so funny. They are so good off the cuff.
Yeah,
off the cuff, they're amazing.
What did I want to ask you? What was your favourite glam and your worst glam? Like your full looks.
Can I just interrupt and say though, I don't think we've ever had so many compliments on Grace's glam. All I've heard is how incredible Grace at the whole tour. So cheers to you two.
My favourite glam, hands down, was the one in Ireland with the two Johnnies.
Two Johnnies. I was going to say, where I look Pam Anderson.
I looked like a Pamela Anderson dolly.
Yeah, you did.
And you hated the outfit.
I hated it.
It was lovely outfit. Yeah, when she put it on, she just didn't really feel it.
I think that was the two piece.
It was the dolly one.
It was two Johnnies.
Oh, yeah,
which ended up being one of our faves.
Yeah, that was a favourite.
My worst one.
Here we go.
Not the worst.
It did have to be Anna and Mandy's one where I had the fringe, only because I had body dysmorphia that day.
You did.
I didn't know. Like, and also, I think the atmosphere was wrong for a fringe. We were all rushed. We were all like on edge.
I'm telling you, it's because we got ready in the hotel.
It was off. We were all off.
The traffic was crazy.
The traffic was crazy. Like,
it was raining.
That day was off.
It was hard because we were trying to say to you, like, your hair for stage is like show hair.
Yeah.
You wouldn't go to Tesco's in it.
No.
Well, you probably would, but...
Did you keep that pony in?
Yeah.
But it's the same with just like your general tour glam. We did it for you on stage. It's not something that we would do on a day-to-day or on a shoot.
But on stage, it looks sick.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
And how you found so many pink outfits.
And it lasted till 4 a.m. most
what
days.
What was your favourite glams and least favourite?
My favourite glam would probably be, I did love it when you had the Glasgow glam pony.
Yeah.
I loved that makeup.
Yeah.
Loved the hair. I think it was really nice. We did that little pink under the eye, which was really nice.
Either the Diamantes or the...
Hair. I like your hair up. You think you've got no chin, but I think you look banging with your hair up.
I feel like I look like Bob's Burgers.
No, I love your hair up.
You look hot.
Yeah. And I would say worse, I'd probably maybe agree with, not the fringe, but that vibe, glam.
What was your favourite part of the tour?
All of it. I just think, you know, and it's funny because we were saying this earlier, like at the start, we all said, oh, we're going to be sick of each other by the end of it. And I think now we've all got such withdrawals where it's actually brought us like so much closer.
Yeah.
We've made the most incredible memories where I think it's all, every day felt like 100 hours because so much would happen. So it was all sort of favorite. It was all my favorite. But I loved watching you go out on stage every night. It made me really emotional.
It's when they chant, GK.
Oh my God, on the last day when I was waiting to come out, all I could hear was GK Barry. I was like, it was so cute.
How many Chinese did we have on this tour?
45 million.
I lost weight on tour though.
I don't know how. I'm stone on tour.
I don't know
who lost. Done.
I've gained £40 million.
I'm going to join the circus just to keep it up.
Yeah. Do you know what my favourite time was?
Go on.
Wales. Well, not the
I
show,
love Wales.
But the night out after Wales.
Yes.
Was fucking hilarious. Like,
remember getting the piggyback? And someone asked you for a photo.
And I was like, run with me while getting the photo. It was just such a weird night out that it was just so good.
We
really
ended up
enjoyed
in a club,
it.
Even though they said we couldn't come in.
Mm. I forgot about that. Oh my God, yeah. Yeah, and also one thing I will say about Wales is your security guards are dickheads. They're dicks. Sort out your security guards. Why are you so fucking angry all the time?
They were
so rude.
Once.
Fucking hell. If you don't like the job.
Innit?
And they were so unfriendly. But I think it's because we had the security guards in Belfast that were so accommodating. Mm. So then Wales, well, you say hello, they wouldn't even look at you.
Yeah, I thought you ain't been laid.
Yeah, you haven't been laid. Well, guys, any other things to add to our tour debrief?
I'm just very proud of you. I think you're a true professional with how you handled the whole tour and just want to do it all over again.
Yeah, I want to do another tour. Who knows? Maybe there'll be another tour sooner than you think.
Come on.
Come on.
What are you talking about? Come on.
Oh, I don't know where this fucking came from.
You started it.
Yeah, you
I know. Whenever
it.
Someone says something, I go, come on.
And now what do we all do?
We all go, come on. Literally, they'll be like, your grandma's dead. I'll be like, come on. Like, it's like a tick.
But I say it to my other clients. They look at me like, what?
It's such a man.
I love
no
it when you say it.
Come on. You can't say it properly.
I can't say it because I sound weird.
You go, come on. Come on.
We ain't posh.
I'm not. Yeah, you go, come on.
Come on.
Oh. Oh,
me and James are like, come on.
I love the L.
Little wee capybara.
Little ball of energy in the morning. Us two are like, morning.
I was a morning person, so I was just so excited.
James would
you.
Come to my room like the walking fucking dead, and Liel would be like, like singing. I'd be like, sharp, Liel.
And I'd go for a run.
And Hannah would go for a fucking 40-mile run.
Hannah and Liel were like an itinerary.
Yeah.
I like to be organised.
Just want
to
be like
the
grandparents in Charlie and Chocolate Factory.
Us the whole tour was the grandparents in Charlie and Chocolate Factory.
Yeah.
That was
that's
us.
Cute, though. You had the bigger bed. She's all got on your bed.
Yeah, come on.
I loved our like sort of
in your stained sheets.
Debrief. Oh my God.
Yeah, don't fucking word it like that. Fake tan.
Fake tan.
Jesus wept. Anyway, we lived like the Sex Pistols without the drugs. And thank you to Air Up for sponsoring today's podcast. Yum, yum, yum. And by the way, if you missed out on the merch at the shows or if you didn't come to the shows, how dare you? We've got merch on sale on the website, so click the link below and you can go shop. We've got some absolute bangers for you. If you've been watching, give it a like and subscribe. And if you've been listening, give it a follow and a 5-star review. Love you.